To the young men themselves, I should like to speak. To speak as Commander-in-Chief of the United States Army. You who will enter this peacetime army will be the inheritors of a proud history and an honorable tradition. You will be members of an army which first came together to achieve independence and to establish certain fundamental rights for all men. Ever since that first muster, our Democratic Army has existed for one purpose only, the defense of our freedom. It is for that one purpose and that one purpose only that you have been asked to answer the call to training. You have answered that call, as Americans always have, and as Americans always will, until the day when war is forever banished from the earth. You have the confidence and the gratitude and the love of your countrymen. We are all with you in the task which enlists the services of all Americans, the task of keeping the peace in this new world of ours. Secretary of War will now draw the first number.
The paper lid, which was temporarily affixed to the glass jar, is now being torn off by a policeman and by an aide, and in a moment or two, Secretary of War Henry Stimson, who is solemnly standing beside the President, will walk forward and draw the first blue capsule out of the bowl on this historic moment in Washington, D.C. The aide who helped remove the white paper cover from the jar is now fixing a blindfold over the eyes of the Secretary of War, and the photographers, you can hear them now, that sudden burst of activity, are catching for all time this historic moment as the left hand of the Secretary of War is now helped into the glass bowl. He takes a capsule from the top, holds it as the photographers take their pictures and as the newsreel cameras grind, and he now holds the blue capsule in his left hand. I've just been told that the blindfold is being held on the Secretary of War's face by the same gentleman who blindfolded Secretary of War Newton Baker in the draft lottery of 1917. Now the blindfold, which was not tied but simply held in back of the Secretary of War's head, is removed, and the Secretary hands the capsule. We shall hear the number in just a moment. Let's switch to the microphones on the stage.
The first number drawn by the Secretary of War is serial number 158.
As the President announces the first number, 158, there is a feminine squeal from somewhere in the auditorium here in Washington, D.C., and now everyone is standing up and looking around to the back to find out who it was who uttered that involuntary exclamation. Undoubtedly someone who knew who holds number 158, at least in this district here in Washington, D.C., an unusually large district, and now some of the correspondents are going back to see if they can find out who it was who apparently knows someone drawn on the first number, 158, the first number. Now the blindfold is being fixed over the eyes of Secretary of the Treasury Henry Morgenthau, and he will draw the second number. Apparently the order here today is for the dignitary who draws the number of these first few numbers to hand the capsule to the President of the United States, who then will read it into the microphones on the stage. Secretary of the Treasury Morgenthau curiously examines the little blue capsule, and now he marches over and hands it to a clerk who will open it and hand it to the President of the United States. Once again, our microphones on the stage.
The second number, which has just been drawn by the Secretary of the Treasury, is serial number 192.